All right, Kevin McCullough with some good news today and a word of thanks for those of you helping us with our very special cause in Honduras.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So much to get to today, including letting you hear from the heart of the very house parents that run Hope Children's Home in Honduras, a very special insight as to why they do what they do and why they are there. Kevin McCullough saying thank you to those of you that have been helping us provide these children with the summer of care. Stay here.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough saying thank you for those of you that have given in the last day. We have seen more children be cared for the summer at Hope Children's Home. 888-296-8200 helps you help a child. $150 helps a child right now have a summer of care, receive a complete summer of care, including medical care, healthy nutritional eating, a place to sleep safely at night, an educational experience, a Christian education. These things are all included in that $150. And we need those of you this hour. In fact, if we could hear from 30 people this hour, just one every 2 minutes, that could do $150. We would come very close to filling out the rest of the population of Hope Children's Home. We're trying to adopt all the kids that are there and say we're going to provide them with a summer of care. 888-296-8200. We need your help. 888-296-8200. Tammy Rumfeld is back with us. I'm going to go to her in a second. But friends, I want you to hear from the heart of the man and woman who are tasked with operating the Hope Children's Home. These are kind of the dorm parents, if you will. These are the ones that oversee the care of all 24 kids that are there. And I want you to see how deeply what we are doing today has caused them to think and reflect about the future of where the children that they treat as though they are their own children. It's causing them to think and reflect about where they would end up if it wasn't for Hope Children's Home. This is John and Rochelle Gardner. Take a listen to this.
You know, every time I see a boy washing our windows, I see our boys in their eyes. And just, you know, that's where a lot of them would be. And so just to be able to, you know, we can't save them all, but to have that influence on this group and whoever else the Lord brings us in the future, it's, you know, I can imagine that some of our girls would probably be mothers right now if right. they weren't at Hope. And, you know, who knows what they would be trying and taking, and you know, education level maybe to sixth grade at the most. Mm-hmm. But I guarantee you that they would not be where they're at right now if they didn't have the opportunity to be at Hope.
Right. And you can see it whenever you're sitting at a stoplight. You know, you'll have a 7-year-old boy walk up and there's no adult around except for a 18, 19, 20-year-old boy right down the road. And you know what he looks like, you know, and you can kind of tell, you can tell he's part of a gang. Then this little boy comes up and you hand him 2 or 3 limps. And the first place he goes is over to that older boy to give him the money. You know what's going on. And it's hard to fathom that. It's hard to think about that because you know that those boys are just, that's where they're at. That's who they've grown to trust because it's who's there. That's hard to stomach, but I do know that with the children being in the home, it has definitely saved them from some of those things. Absolutely.
Tammy Rumfeld, as you hear both of them speak, and I've been around dorm parents in special places where kids are being nurtured and loved on, and people need to understand that every one of the children at Hope Children's Home came from an utterly hopeless situation. I mean, Katya was living in a chicken pen, and lice were infecting her skin when she came to Hope Children's Home. We're talking about the kids that are in the worst of worst conditions, but you hear and you see in the voices and the words of John and Rochelle Gardner right there, that come literal hell or high water, their calling by Jesus Christ on the life of these dorm parents to love these kids to their maximum potential in Jesus is what's driving them every single day. It stirs my heart to hear them talk that way.
I just love their heart. I love their love for these children. You know, John and Rochelle have four children of their own, and now they have this extended family of 2,400 children. You know, they started working. John was in the Air Force, and they always knew that they wanted to get involved in some kind of missions with children, but they didn't really know what it was going to be. And God very clearly directed their path to Hope Children's Home in Honduras, where they're doing incredible work. You know, it takes a special kind of person to be able to love that many children like their own, and to fight for their spiritual well-being and their health and their needs being met. And, you know, when we partner with them with our gifts, it takes a little of the weight of that off of them. You know, when they know, you know, our care for these children is now covered for the summer, now we don't have to spend so much brain power worried about where that's going to come from. Now we can focus on the kids even more fully. Now we can focus on the future and what God is going to do here at Hope Children's Home in the future. So we are relieving them of a huge burden. Maybe you haven't been called to go be a house parent at a children's home in Honduras, but right now, I believe you're being called to help and partner with these house parents at this children's home in Honduras. This opportunity is being put in front of you right now. $150 helps provide care for one of these children at Hope Children's Home for an entire summer. Would you call right now, partner with what God is doing at Hope Children's Home, partner with what John and Rochelle are doing? 888-296-8200. That's the number to call. 888-296-8200. You can also make that gift online at WMCA.com.
$150 supplies a number of things for the children. It supplies a daily security in their food. They're not wondering where they're going to get food from. Every one of these children that came to Hope was severely malnourished before coming. That's kind of one of the prerequisites of how children get access to the Hope Children's Home. They have to be in the worst of the worst circumstances. But then they also have, and I think, Tammy, you can't undervalue this, this incredible nurturing environment that is Christian in nature, that is gospel in its centricity. And you have this community, this development of these kids kind of becoming brothers and sisters to each other, growing in their faith while growing in their development as a human being. And to see how that impacts them in terms of, spiritual maturity and maturity in terms of how they're approaching life. I mean, with Belkis now heading to Pensacola Christian College to become a nurse and to go back to Honduras, this is the solution. And again, Mr. Higgins couldn't take in everybody when God showed him the vision for it, but they could take the one that they knew of that they could help right then. And by God's grace, over 18 years, they've helped many hundreds of children, 24 of them currently living there. And they have the possibility to help as many as 32 at a time with the construction that they've added on. So there's this possibility to go even further. But speak to the importance of that nurturing, spiritual, safe environment that they provide for the kids.
Well, you, Rochelle talked about a specific little boy that she kept encountering on the street asking for money, and how she's watched him over the past several years go from a sweet, innocent little boy to a hardened little boy. How she just sees that, you know, it's changing for him. She sees that he's turning to very likely gang activity. The outcome for him is just not going to be a happy one from what we can tell, from what we can see. But when she looks at the children at Hope Children's Home, it's a completely different outcome because they are being poured into spiritually. They're learning about Jesus. Instead of becoming hard, they're becoming gentle. They're becoming, their hearts are growing. Their hearts are softened. And these kids are growing into Jesus-loving, well-educated, English-speaking leaders in their community. They're coming back, like you said, and feeding into their community. So our $150 gift right now is caring for one of these children for the summer. Look at the bigger picture here. It is enabling John and Rochelle and Hope Children's Home to grow up these leaders who are changing families and changing communities. The ripple effect here is well, we don't even know, you know, we don't even know this side of heaven what it is, but we know it's huge. And so I think $150, well, it seems like a lot of money, what you're, what that's doing, what those $150 are doing and developing, man, it's a drop in the bucket, isn't it? 800-296-8200. Again, that's the number to call right now to make your gift.
Help a child right now. 888-296-8200.
When Dr. Lederman came to New York from Harvard, 97% of women in New York were losing their breasts as breast cancer treatment. But 90% of Dr. Lederman's patients with breast cancer were keeping their breasts. Dr. Lederman, an outspoken advocate of breast-saving therapy, educated women about choices. To arm every woman about breast cancer, choices, breast-saving whenever possible and desired. When every hospital thought standard radiation was okay, Dr. Lederman had a better idea. Innovative Dr. Lederman first brought brain radiosurgery to New York and body radiosurgery to America. Meet Dr. Lederman, breast-conserving therapy over decades. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, about breast cancer treatment. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid, accepted. For a fresh second opinion, call Dr. Lederman. Breast cancer treatment, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Call Dr. Lederman today, 212-CHOICES.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-770-4747 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-770-4747 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Sean, I'm so glad that you listen to the show and that you enjoy what we do on 970. Tell me about your experience with Landmark Capital.
You know, I was very fortunate to have discovered David through your show.
Did you feel pressure in working with Landmark?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, I had said to him, let me take a chance to do some research on this, and he was very confident that the information that he was giving me was verifiable, and I could feel that over the phone.
Did you get your medals in a timely manner?
I did indeed.
Did you get what you ordered?
Yes, I did.
How would you rate the experience overall from 1 to 10, 10 being high?
10, straight across the board.
Call this number, 844-604-2575. Tell them you heard Kevin McCullough talking about it. Tell them you heard Sean on Kevin McCullough's broadcast, and ask for the resources, ask for the information. Get yourself educated and get yourself protected as we go forward. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
If you're thinking about taking cash out or lowering your mortgage rate, the Fellowship Home Loans team is here to help. Time could be running out, but we are here to assist.
Change is everywhere, and the impact on your home loan is not immune. Wait any longer to lock in your rate, and you could lose big.
While still low, the numbers seem to be headed in the wrong direction. Putting it off could result in higher monthly payments and possible qualification challenges. This is not a drill. This is the real deal.
Call 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 before the clock runs out on savings.
That's 800-804-SAVE. 800-804-7283 to get started on a rate lock. Do not wait.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Come and get your loan. Fellowship Home Loans.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
This is Ed Morrissey of HotAir.com for Town Hall. People of faith and fans of liberty have good reason to cheer the new decision from the Supreme Court. Their unanimous decision in a fight between the City of Philadelphia and Catholic Social Services restores the ability of the faithful to participate in public life. This Catholic charity has served for decades as one of several agencies for certifying foster homes for the city. They follow Catholic teaching in determining suitability, requiring that applicants be traditional married couples, not single, cohabitating, or in a same-sex union. Even though they routinely referred such households to other agencies for certification, Philadelphia demanded that they certify same-sex couples regardless. CSS either had to violate their religious tenets or end their service to the community. This unanimous decision resets the primacy of the First Amendment and the Free Exercise Clause over political correctness. It reminds us that the framers intended to defend true tolerance and diversity, protecting us from those who would drive people from the public square over their beliefs. I'm Ed Morrissey.
For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, those of you that are listening and responding to what God is saying to your heart, thank you. 888-296-8200. 888-296-8200. We heard from John and Rochelle Gardner. They are the ones that run the home on the ground there in Honduras. But we've also spoken with Mike Higgins, who is the not the founder. He's the current president and director of Hope Children's Homes, both in Tampa and in Honduras. And he has oversight for all of the work. And this, when they began the Honduran work, it was under his leadership, and the Lord really used a very powerful moment to try to prick his heart into getting involved. Take a listen to what happened.
I went over there on a survey trip and trying to determine God's will on this and if there was a need and what those needs might be. And I was directed by some of the Hondurans to, I was asking them, is there a need for children here? Is there a need for help? And they assured me there were, and they directed me to a local garbage dump. And so I went over in the area and climbed up on a large hill that looked down upon what we would think of as just a city dump. And as a semi came and backed up to that dump, and if you can imagine a big semi full of garbage, the truck began to raise its load and the garbage began to spill out. And as that happened, I saw children running from the woods out of what now I'm realizing is their homes. It's corrugated metal stuck together in boxes and tin, and they're running out of those woods and they're running up onto the garbage that's being dumped out, and they're feverishly scattering through it trying to find something to eat, something to wear, something to sell, I suppose. And the children had, most of them had very little clothes on. None of them had shoes on whatsoever. And as that truck left and I began to count, my best estimate of children that day that were mostly waist high or smaller was about 300 children. And I remember just bowing my head with tears running down my face and just saying, God, how could I possibly make a difference in the lives of so many children in need? And this is just one place in this country. And God just touched my heart that day and said, Mike, do it the same way you're doing in Tampa, just one child at a time. Just start. And so God began the work that day. And now these 18 years later, we're blessed to have a ministry there seeing God do some miraculous things.
Some miraculous things that include rescuing children from becoming child trafficked, rescuing kids from joining the very dangerous MS-13 and other gangs that originate from Latin America and Central America. And friends, I don't think you can put a dollar amount on the importance that one soul, one heart, wholly, fully dedicated to God, what that can accomplish, what that can change in a person's life and in a community's life. Tammy Rumfeldt is still with us. And Tammy, it is great for us today to hear not just from John and Rochelle, as we did in the last segment, but from Mike Higgins, and to know that the foundation for all of this is driven entirely by God's calling, that the reason that Hope Children's Home exists is because God gave them a specific vision to say the poorest of the poor in Honduras right here, you can help. And it's not just lip service help. It's not just, hey, have a plate of food and throw it at them. It is we're investing in your life. You're going to be long term. You're going to see discipleship. You're going to see training. You're going to see education, and you're going to be pushed in ways you're not going to be pushed even in the Honduran schools. And not a single dime comes from any government to help them do this. This is entirely funded by the people of God.
Yeah, lives are being changed because there are people who are hearing from God, hearing the call to do something about it. You know, I think there are two kinds of people in this world. When you're presented with a huge problem, right? There's one group of people that says, wow, that problem is huge and terrible, and there's nothing I can do about it. And then there's another group of people who say, wow, that's a huge, terrible problem. What can I do about it? And so thank God that people like Mike, like Dr. Mike, and people like John and Rochelle said, you know what, there is something that I can do. I can't help every single one of these children, but I can help the ones that he puts in front of me, and I can help them in a real, meaningful, life-changing way. And so today, that's being put in front of us, right? We have a huge problem. What can we do to help? Right now, your $150 helps provide a summer of care for one of these precious children at Hope Children's Home in Honduras.
888-296-8200, 888-296-8200. If you want to give online, you can just go to WMCA.com and give a gift. But friends, I know it's easy to think, well, you know, this sounds like a great program, like, you know, that someone has given their total focus to this. And you know, these children, they're obviously in really tough need. And, you know, you hear about little Jose and Oscar and the mom that had twins. And in that environment, twins isn't really something that's that much of a blessing, because if you have a hard time feeding one child, you certainly have a hard time feeding two. And one was probably going to die, and they were going to have to choose which one to try to, you know, nourish and nurture and so forth. And yet God rescued both of those. Those two little boys are now at Hope Children's Home. But it's easy to say, well, that sounds great. Wow, somebody's doing a really good job. But friends, the Lord's not allowing you to hear it right now so that you can nod your head and say, wow, that's a good thing. Somebody should really, you know, step up and help Children's Home make sure they do that. That's a good thing. I think oftentimes, Tammy, we confuse the nodding of the head with the doing of the thing. And
yes.
And God has called us to do the thing. There's no one listening right now that came across this dial position today or clicked on this stream or podcast that it did so by accident. God knew that they were going to have this intersection with this information and these stories about these specific children. I don't know if you fully grasp the incredible commitment, but when someone, and maybe I have maybe I'm biased here because I did adopt a child from a third world country and I did give him a home. And I was honored to be able to watch him grow and flourish here in the United States. But very few people can do that. But maybe you have a heart, a real heart for reaching children in the third world. But you know that your home is not designed to do that. You couldn't do that for yourself. But you see what John and Rochelle are doing here. You see the discipleship that's going on. You see the children as they are learning English and telling us their stories these days. You see how that is helping them develop as a person, but also as a believer. You're watching them graduate and go to Pensacola Christian College, become a nurse, and now they want to go back and give their life in ministry to the people of Honduras. Friends, this is an amazing thing. And it's not something that we should nod our head and say, oh, that's a really good thing. You guys really should, you know, that's great. No, God's letting you know that today so that you don't nod your head, but that you get involved. 888-296-8200, 888-296-8200.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that is found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women. Talcum powder. For decades, studies show that talcum contains asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this data dangerous product this May after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer. Talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Buttafuoco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Buttafuoco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Thinking of selling your house? Need to sell an inherited property? Call Calamine & Company Real Estate for a free, no-obligation consultation. Louis Calamine will personally give you his honest and professional opinion while answering any questions you may have. Calamine & Company has a 100% success rate. Their listings always get sold stress-free and for top dollar. They've earned perfect ratings and reviews online, so you can't go wrong when you hire Calamine & Company. They always put clients' needs above everything else. Want to ask Louis Calamine a question? Interested in learning the honest truth about the real estate industry from a highly successful broker? Tune into Lewis's new radio talk show, Unfiltered Real Estate, on AM 570 The Mission every Saturday morning at 9, where you can talk live on the air with Louis Calamine. To schedule a private consultation with Lewis, call 718-998-1100 or visit calamine.com. Remember, clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, personally fit me, Kevin McCullough, for my very own MyPillow, and I haven't stopped raving about that night's sleep since. You know why? They won't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you need, and they maintain their shape. And every MyPillow is made in the USA. Get a standard queen premium MyPillow now for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. And now is the time to buy. $29.98 for a standard queen premium. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listeners square, and use promo code WMCA. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products. The Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and the MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. Or call 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. And use the promo code WMCA.
Join Alistair Begg, Laura Story, and Michael O'Brien on the Deeper Faith Alaska Cruise this August.
Hello, I'm Alistair Begg, and I'm excited to tell you that I'll be joining my friends at Salem Media Group to host a cruise to Alaska. And I'm hoping that you can join me. Alaska, as you know, is filled with glaciers, rugged mountains, and wildlife, a land where God's design and majesty are constantly on display. If you've ever dreamed of exploring this amazing place, now's your opportunity, especially as we'll experience the wonders of Alaska in a community of other believers, and this from the comfort of our first-class ship. The week will be enhanced as my friends Laura Story and Michael O'Brien lead us in worship, and as together we look at God's Word for both challenge and inspiration.
Join Salem Media Group and our trusted partner Inspiration Cruises and Tours this summer. Sign up now, 855-565-5519. That's 855-565-5519. Or log on to deeperfaithcruise.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us. 888-296-8200, 888-296-8200. There's 24 children at the home in Honduras, Hope Children's Home, and we have marked exactly seven off of the list. That means that those seven have all of their needs cared for the summer. And your gift right now of $150 will help a child. And we need, I set out at the beginning of the show, if we could have 30 of you, just 30 people say, I'm going to do a one-time gift of $150. That would get us so much closer to the end of our goal here. But we need your help. 888-296-8200. We have a little less than a half hour to go. And if we just had someone call every minute and say, yeah, I can do $150. Maybe I could break it up into 2 months of $75 or maybe 3 months of $50, because if $150 is too much at this one moment in time. But if you wanted to measure it out, they will help you do that as well. But you can do that on the website. You can do it via the phone. Website is at WMCA.com. Click on the Hope Children's Home banner at the top of the page. The phone number is 888-296-8200, 888-296-8200. And I also recognize, Tammy Rumfeld, I need to say this. I also recognize this is the first year that Hope Children's Home has been one of our partners here at WMCA. And so some of you have just taken a little bit longer to get to know the ministry, try to hear their heart, understand what they're about. And hopefully that this has been a good introduction. But you know what? It's time to take action. One of the reasons at WMCA we do so many difference-making causes throughout the year is because, by the way, we know that not all of them are going to appeal to everybody that's listening. Not all of you are going to feel called to give to every or even half or even one or two ministries a year. So if it's nothing more than a gift today to help make sure that John and Rochelle Gardner are able to love on Jose and Oscar and Katya and Stephanie and all the girls that we've made mention of in the last couple of days, and all of them that we haven't mentioned. And there's many, many more in the school. Friends, right now is your chance to do that. 888-296-8200, 888-296-8200. Maybe you weren't with us yesterday when we told you the story of Katya, but I want you to hear it right now.
Hi, my name is Katya, and I'm 18 years old. I've been in the home for 8 years.
Katya came to us because she had nowhere to live, and a neighbor allowed her to sleep on their property in a chicken coop because it was a safe place where someone couldn't get to her and do her harm, and the family kind of watched over her. They didn't let her in the house because they didn't have room. Most of these homes are no more than a shed would be in America.
Before I came to Hope, I didn't have a stable home. I didn't have a bed to sleep in.
Katya came to us in very, very poor health. She had severe lice. She had lice so bad that it actually gotten into her bloodstream and caused an infection. So we took her into our care on the edge of life or death. We were able to minister to her, get her the medical treatment she needed.
Once I came here, a lot changed. I got saved. I helped people. My brother's right here with me.
Katya is a beautiful young lady today, always has a great smile on her face, is finishing up her education.
Things that I've learned here are how to work, how to be kind to other people, be generous to them and help around and whatever they need.
Without Hope being there, Katya really had no hope. There was nowhere else for her to go. It's hard for Americans to understand there are no resources there in many cases. And so to be able to take Katya in was the only hope she had. And through the support of listeners is the only support other children are going to have there that might be coming tomorrow that need help.
So I want you to just contemplate the importance that Hope Children's Home made in this one girl's life. Tammy Rumfeld, as you hear that, I can honestly say this. I've never met anybody, and I've met people in the third world that have lived in pretty tough circumstances. I've never met anybody that spent a night sleeping in a chicken pen, or that did so to the degree that lice was invading their body because they couldn't find. And that, Tammy, was the safe place. The mm-hmm. chicken pen was the safe place to be from the dangers that were there. But
yeah,
not
that was
so children's
her
home.
Neighbors. That was her neighbors trying to help. You know, there's no room in our little tin shanty, but you can sleep in the chicken coop. So at least you're safe from the bad people that are out there, you know? And so that was the best her neighbors could do for Katya, but God had a different plan for Katya. And so Katya ended up at Hope Children's Home, where her outcome is completely different. And thank God for that. Right. And so what's the best that we can do for Katya right now? What's the best that you and I can do for Katya and for the other 24 children at Hope Children's Home? Your gift of $150 right now helps provide a summer of care for Katya and the other children. And more than that, it helps these children know your story is one of love. You are loved by God. And look at this body of Christ that has come around you to make sure that your outcome is different. That,
888-296.
Is worth everything.
8200, 888-296-8200, online at WMCA.com, 888-296-8200.
following is a paid political announcement paid for by Curtis Sliwa for mayor.
Hi, this is Rudy Giuliani, and on behalf of my great friend Curtis Sliwa, who's running in the Republican primary on June 22nd. When I ran for mayor, Curtis and the Guardian Angels were there to help me win, and then they were there to help me reduce crime and make our city livable again. We need Curtis. He's the right man at the right time in the right place. I'm voting for Curtis Sliwa and asking you to do the same.
Go to Curtis Sliwa for mayor.com. That's Curtis Sliwa for mayor.com.
Are you scared of dental surgery? Unhappy with your smile? Tired of partial dentures? Then ZX27 glass abutment is for you. Only offered at M&M Dental in the heart of Brooklyn, it's a unique European non-surgical FDA-approved procedure, giving patients back their confidence and smile. Here to explain is Dr. Seltzer.
Hi, thanks for having me here today.
Now tell us a little bit about the ZX27.
Sure. ZX27 is a revolutionary, non-surgical, FDA-approved procedure, which gives patients a permanent smile without having to endure surgery and eliminates partial dentures.
Do you own the exclusive rights to this procedure?
Yes, we do, for the United States. This procedure has been done for over 30 years in 28 different countries worldwide.
What kind of feedback have you been receiving from your patients?
Patients are loving their new beautiful smiles while avoiding implant surgery and not having to wear partial dentures.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Dr. Seltzer. Call M&M Dental now at 718-853-5777. That's 718-853-5777.
The Ask Sister Jean Live Gospel broadcast is praying for you. Sister Jean invites you to call in your prayers every Sunday from 5 until 6 p.m. at 718-653-7970. Keep prayer on the air with your donations to Sister Jean at 718-653-7970. Is there something you need prayer for? The Bible quotes in Matthew 18:20, "For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them." If you have a prayer request, call Sister Jean at 718-653-7970, and Sister Jean will pray for you.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Jerry Hickey at Invite Health here. All of us have to take care of our heart and memory. That's why I start my day with Resveratrol Max. In human clinical research, 200 milligrams of trans resveratrol supports memory, offers maximum benefit for your brain, and protects your heart. Resveratrol Max is formulated with grapeseed extract and quercetin and offered in oxygen and light-resistant vegetable capsules to amplify and maintain the benefits of resveratrol. Buy one bottle of Resveratrol Max at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Order now and get free shipping. Speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week or call to order now at 800-459-2272. The number for Invite, 800-459-2272. Visit InviteHealth.com for product information or to find a retail location. Trust a brand offering the highest quality products made with evidence-based ingredients from clinical trials. Call Invite at 800-459-2272 for Resveratrol Max now.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then WMCA's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Gateway Academy, Upper Room Christian School, Bergen County Christian Academy. You can see the full list of participating schools at WMCA.com. WMCA is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to WMCA.com or call Rachel at 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Your money matters. Landmark Capital CEO David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, once again, I hope you had a great Father's Day, and thank you for being with us. I always look forward to talking to this father, who I hope had a good Father's Day as well. David Fisher, head of the Landmark Capital. He's the CEO, in fact, and has helped so many people understand what's going on in this economy, as he's really broken it down for us week by week over the last number of years. And I've grown to be dependent upon his advice and his analysis of what's going on in the market, just from my own understanding. David, always good to have you. Hope you did have a belated Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, I did. Thank you so much. Happy belated Father's Day to you, my friend.
You got it. Hey, last week, big historic Fed meeting. And, you know, I talk to people all along the spectrum. I spoke with you on Monday. I talked with a gal who's really into stocks. I talked to some real estate people. I was like all across the spectrum talking to different people. And they all had different views of what they thought was going to happen with the Federal Reserve last week. It was supposed to be historical. Was it? What'd they do? And what are we to take away from it?
So the two main topics were interest rates and bond purchases, and will those be changed? You know, and why is because the Federal Reserve has been stepping into the economy as early as 2008 when we had the crisis to expand the economy by flooding money into the economy, and they've gone from back in 2008, $800 billion to $8 trillion, so 10 times bigger from then till now. And four of that trillion came in the last 14 months. So that tells you how much money they've been buying or debt they've been buying. Well, here's what they did. They didn't change the interest rate. They left it unchanged at a quarter of a point. They still reaffirmed their purchases of $120 billion a month in debt, which is $40 billion in a thing called mortgage-backed securities to support the real estate market, and $80 billion in U.S. Treasuries. So in essence, nothing changed. The reason it was historic, though, is because the Federal Reserve, by their yardstick, Kevin, I said this on your program last week and a couple weeks ago, that the Consumer Price Index is their yardstick that says if we have inflation or not. And it's been screaming inflation, and last 2 weeks ago, the number came in at 5%, which says they should be raising interest rates. I said they weren't going to, but in reference to that, about tapering, the quote from Fed Powell said, you can think of this as a meeting that we had as talking about the meeting if you like, end quote. In other words, they're thinking about now raising rates, and they're thinking about and talking about going to talk more in the future about this whole thing called tapering, which is no longer buying debt and selling it, going the other direction.
You mentioned a word in that answer, Dave, that put a lot of scare into people's hearts just a couple of years ago. Mortgage-backed securities, they're back? they're going to walk up on that again? Fool me once, you know,
buying. Yeah, they've been buying $40 billion a month for 10 years. They took a little big pause, or more than 10 years. They took a little bit of pause from 2008 till now because that's more than 10 years. So a couple years of pause is of not buying every month, but the real estate market is red hot. And so, you know, the whole idea is why is the Fed buying $40 billion of mortgage-backed securities when the market is red hot? In fact, it's in a bubble in many areas of our country, and the Fed should not be doing that. And so that was one of the questions and the concern by many economists.
Sure. No, well, for good cause. All right. So the Fed also said something about inflation being transitory, and I'm not even sure I understood what they were talking about. What'd they mean?
Well, they've been saying this for 3-4 months. That, you know, it's just a blip. It's going to go, yes, we have some inflation, but it's short term. It's really not embedded into the economy. But Powell came out and said something a little bit more. He said this, inflation could end up higher and more persistent than expected. So the Federal Reserve kind of, you know, scaled back or gave us a little more insight on this time. The market didn't like it. As soon as he said that, the market started dropping. The Federal Reserve, though, indicated there's going to be two rate hikes happening by 2023. They said previously it was going to be after that. So Mark Cabana, he's the head of the Bank of America, the short-term rate strategist, he said that this was a notable change in the stance for the Fed, and it appears that there's a shift now in how the Fed sees risk in inflation, is that's how he reads it. So that's where we're headed eventually.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, Friday, the markets took a bath, and I think a lot of people were wondering why. And I am curious about the polls currently. What should we be reading from what they're telling us in terms of what the markets are saying?
Well, they're kind of talking out both sides of their mouth. They wanted to admit that there is
no wonder I'm confused.
they wanted to admit that there's some inflation, but we're not going to do anything about it because we don't need to do anything about it. So it's kind of like, you know, Fed talk, Fed speech, kind of like Alan Greenspan 2.0 again, but a little bit in better English. So what came out on Friday is Bullard, he's the guy from St. Louis, the Fed chairman. He came out and said extremely insights that said we have inflation, we should be raising rates, we're going to be tapering, we're going to have meetings about that and tapering, and we shouldn't be buying mortgage-backed securities because that's just creating another bubble of the real estate market in 2008, and the markets tanked on Friday. Today, and they call it the Bullard bomb is what it was called, but today there is just almost like everything's completely erased. But you know, you have to be aware that there's inflationary headwinds. And Mark Zandi, he's an economist, came out this morning and said there's going to be a 10 to 20% market correction followed by a long-term significant flat, maybe in a bear market. And so there's this question is, what is the Fed going to do when we get to that? And they might be forced to raise rates sooner rather than later, and they might be forced to taper. So the bottom line is the Fed is still going to continue to what they're doing, even though they shouldn't be. And the markets are saying, I'm not so totally trustworthy of the Fed when it has its gauge on inflation.
Yeah, well, what you need to do, friends, is if you are concerned about the inflation, concerned about any of this, you need to balance your portfolio and make sure you have some good precious metals in there to hedge protection against the paper. I don't know if you've looked at the paper in the last five trading sessions, but it was up and then down and then up and then, like, it's all over the place. And this is what the stuff that David's talking about is what's creating that. You can protect yourself against that. 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575, and get your free copy of David's white paper called The Coming Bail-In. Man, that'll make the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. But there's solutions involved as well, and that's what you find out when you get a hold of Landmark. David Fisher, thank you so much as always. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
The following are real-life stories from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt.
I used my credit cards as a source of income.
It was not a good situation.
I couldn't pay my bills.
The interest on the cards was really high.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Thank you for those of you calling 888-296-8200. I will never forget many, many years ago. I was sitting in Sunday night church, and that tells you how long ago that was, because nobody has church on Sunday night anymore. But I was sitting in Sunday night church, and we had a missionary that had come to speak. And I remember that the very simple message that he had was that in a day in which there's so much hopelessness in the world around us, that we don't need to bother getting involved in arguments about defending our faith, but that we just need to declare it. And then when we do declare it, we need to be good listeners to those that we declare it to. And I thought about that a lot over the years. And I think as we have been talking about Hope Children's Home, I've been thinking about this. It would be one thing for John and Rochelle Gardner to be down there and to say, we're going to operate a vacation Bible school. And we're going to have the children of the community come into our home, and we're going to tell them about Jesus, and then we're going to send them back to their home where, you know, they're not going to have enough to eat, and they're not going to get an education, and they're not going to be in a full-time spiritual nurturing environment. But they did something different. When Mike Higgins asked them if they would take this post on, they decided, number one, that they would, yes, tell people about the gospel, but that they would live it in front of them as well, and that they would take these children from the most impoverished circumstances, whether it's a twin brother who's only being fed sugar water to just satiate his hunger before he dies, or whether it's a young girl living in a chicken pen with lice, and that's actually a place of safety for her compared to where she was before. But in those deep and distressing circumstances, whether it was any other of the numbers, number of the other stories that we've heard about from where the kids come from that have come to Hope, but taking them into your home, committing to them, not just for a 15 or 30 minute Bible lesson in the afternoon, but saying, no, this is your home too. You are here. And we're going to not only feed you, we're going to clothe you. We're going to make sure you get proper medical care. We're going to make sure that your body gets healthy. We're going to feed you the right stuff. And then we're going to watch you grow in the knowledge of God and in the knowledge of what you need to live this life. And so every one of the children at Hope Children's Home is learning English. That's going to help them in the job market, where when they graduate, they're in a whole different class of category of applicant, because they can speak in a bilingual fashion. Or whether it's the personal discipleship that they say, God loves you, He has a plan for your life, and we're going to help you find that. Friends, this is the holistic, all-encompassing commitment that Hope Children's Home has made to each of these 24 children. And they need our help this summer for all 24. $150 helps a child. We need your help to make sure that that help occurs. 888-296-8200. There's no government that supports this agenda. It's only the people of God. It's only something that the people of God understand. It's only something the people of God can do. 888-296-8200. 888-296-8200. Tammy Rumfelt, thank you as always for being with us. Friends, please don't let this time go by. Go to WMCA.com or call 888-296-8200.